Hi friends, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I am talking about a fun experience that you can do at Universal Studios Orlando. And this is for my Broadway girlies, just like the last podcast, the last little video I did where I talked to you guys about Festival of the Arts at Disney, and I talked to you guys about the Broadway showcase at Unicorn Plaza. And again, this is for my Broadway girlies. If you don't like Broadway, this video is not for you. Sorry. Next one probably will be. So, for me, just before I get to like the Wicked experience and what I thought about it and everything like that, let me also talk about Wicked the movie as well, because it all ties together and this is why this experience exists. It was a promo, it was an experience that's still going on, and it's going to be there at Universal until the hype of the second part is over, and when that comes out for good, and that is going to be around, I'm gonna say, like, so Wicked for Good, which is the second part of the Wicked movie, is coming out on the 26th of November. So I would say I'm not in Universal's marketing team, but I'm pretty sure that they're going to keep it there until the end of Oscar season 2027. So I would say that it's going to be there until March 2027. Going from there, you guys probably wanted to know when this came out, the tribute store, the Wicked experience. So this came to Universal, both Universal Hollywood and Orlando, on the 26th of November of last year. And when this experience came out, also the first week of the movie, they had Elphaba and Galinda. Elfie and Galinda. There were people dressed up as them in costumes to do a meet and greet and take pictures. Now when you go to the experience, you won't see them anymore. But that was a little who's to come see the film, and little like promo, especially if you went for the media event, you would have got a picture with Galinda and Elfie, which is amazing. So continuing on with the whole experience outside, by the way, this experience, for everybody to know, it is not at City Walk. It is at Universal Studios Orlando or Universal Studios Hollywood. So you need to buy a park ticket, because it is in Universal Studios, to get in. That's the only way you can experience this experience. Yes, unfortunately, if you are an annual pass holder like myself, because I'm not a pass holder of Universal, I'm only a pass holder at Disney, you'll have to purchase a park ticket the day that you want to do the experience and then be able to do the experience. Just letting you know, different days, different prices, and you'll have to pay $30 to $35 in parking unless you get there after 6, but Universal closes at 7, so you'll have to pay for parking. There's no way around there unless you are in your pass holder and you get free parking. So the whole building outside is so pretty. You have the yellow brick road walkway. A lot of people outside the building, the tribute store, taking pictures. People are taking pictures inside as well. You see the poster outside. Half of it is pink for Galinda, and the other half is green for Elfie, and it has the poster split in half of both of them. While you get into this experience, you get to see all the characters' costumes, the props. This is where I'm going back a little bit, where with the Broadway tribute store in Disney, where I was talking to you guys about how you get to see the Lion King, the props and costumes, Aladdin, the props, costumes, etc., etc. In this one, it's the same thing. You see the props, the costumes. You see exactly every awesome detail to everything that they did when it comes to the props, the costumes. How very talented these people are. The details, and you're like, oh, this is how tall Ariana Grande is. This is how tall Cynthia is. And as a person that loves Broadway, this is a great experience to experience. And for myself, I love Wicked. It's one of my top 5 favorite musicals. So to see all the props, the costumes, and everything closely, it was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. I am also going to do a review of Wicked the movie. As someone who loves the musical, my honest review of it at the very end. So, like I said, I love Wicked the musical. I've seen it a lot of times. I loved it. Hearing that it was going to be a film, I was excited to go see it, just like when Les Miserables had a film. I was excited to see it as well. I always give musicals that turn into movies a chance. Plus, I want to see how they bring the musical to life. What I imagine in my head, because you can't put that many things on stage, especially if it's a traveling tour. You can't bring it all there. So I was really excited to see this fantastic Broadway musical to life. And I'm just going to say this as a disclaimer. If you're not into musicals, you're not into Broadway, you're not into Broadway musicals, you're not into musical movies, there's a likelihood you're not gonna like it. But if you're into it, I believe you would like it. I feel like it has to do with preference and everything. If you like Wizard of Oz, if you don't, it's all preference. But what I would say is, if you're a Broadway lover, I think you would appreciate the film. You're going to like the film. If you are not a Broadway lover, you might like the film. You might not like the film. If you hate musicals, you're not going to like it because you hate musicals. And if you're not into Broadway and stuff like that, and that's something you're like, no, I'm not going to that, don't waste your money because you're not going to like it. So going on with that, they also have signature food and drinks for this experience. It's going to be outside of the store. I will let you guys know what that is right now. So Twosomes has a wicked drink that you can have, and half of it's blue, half of it's pink, or half of it's pink, half of it's blue, however you want to divide it. I want to make sure I have everything else. Voodoo Donut has a specialty donut for, because of the movie as well. And then at, like I said, outside outside the tribute store for Wicked, they have signature drinks, non-alcoholic and alcoholic, and then food as well, which is great. Well, a whole experience. There, also at the end of the experience, you can go shopping. You can buy some She's University outfits, lounge flies that have Wicked everything. You see it all. You different kinds of merch. Those are just a few that you can buy. You can purchase wallets galore. A couple of things that I'm going to mention about this amazing experience is you get to one of my favorite dresses that I loved from the movie was Ariana Grande, aka Galinda's, her dress for the ball. Love that dress. It was lovely to see it. Seeing the bedroom set was amazing as well. You can take a picture with Elfie's broom as well. Just nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Just letting you know about that. You get to see Nessa. It was like wheelchair, the costume, her in that wheelchair. Amazing. You get to see the pretty, the beautiful, poofy, pink dress at the beginning of the movie when they are singing the good news. I'm not gonna sing for you. Good news. Yeah, that part. You get to see everything, suitcases, a lot of different props. Like I said, like during press week for the opening of the tribute store at the beginning, plus I believe the first week as well, you got to take pictures with Galinda and Elfie. Alright, so right now I am going to tell you my honest review of Wicked the movie. And this is from a Broadway lover. This is from a Wicked lover. This is not from someone that does not like musicals. This is not from someone that does not like Wicked. You get what I'm saying. So people that don't like Wicked or don't like musicals are going to have different critiques than me, personally. Like I said before, I was really excited and gave it a chance for when I heard that Wicked was going to have a musical movie. I liked how they cast Ariana Grande. I know that she, for a long time, because I am Ariana Grande fan, she wanted to play Galinda for the longest time. I think she did a phenomenal job as Galinda. She did great. Kristen Chenoweth would be so proud. I'm not going to spoil the movie, by the way, but if you have not seen the movie or the musical, I'm not spoiling anything, but Ariana Grande did great. She did a phenomenal job. Good job. So this Cynthia, she did a great job as Elfie as well. And the other actors and actresses in the movie did a good job. Some people, I'm not going to say who, not the best singing voice in my opinion, but acting wise it did good. Just like when I saw Les Miserables, the movie musical, I was like, there are people there, everybody did great acting wise. There's some people in that movie that I'm like, your singing voice not the best, they should have picked someone else singing voice wise. But other than that, it was good. I love seeing everything come to life. I'm not gonna go nitpicking on, like, because some people are like, well, this isn't, you know, how it is in the Broadway musical, like clothing wise. For me, I understand what they're saying because it's not, but like, I'm not gonna like say it's a horror movie because of that. I'm cool. I feel like it was a good movie. I would give it a 5 out of 5. I saw it more than once. I know other friends have seen it more than once. Just like I said, they're not gonna get everything perfect. Like I said, like, there's some actors that should just only act and should not sing. And that's how I'm gonna say it. I'm not gonna say which specific actor. I don't do that. I'm not mean like that. But I'm like, oh, no, he should, no, no, no. They shouldn't have, but acting wise, they're great. But overall, I love the film. I can't wait on for the 26th of November of this year for part 2. If you get a chance to either go to Universal Studios Orlando or Universal Studios Hollywood, check out the Wicked Experience. Super fun. You get to see all the costumes. How short or tall those actors and actresses are, just like at Disney with their Broadway tribute store. You see, like, oh, this is how tall the original Ariel was. This is how tall the, oh, okay. And then you'll see, oh, I'm the same size. Oh, I'm taller. Oh, I'm shorter. Exactly. And it's awesome to see how awesome and particular and how they make everything. It's really, really cool. You get to take pictures, which is also very, 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 very cool. Great time. Everybody should. If, like I said again, if you like Wicked and if you like musicals, you should check out the Wicked Experience at Universal Studios. It's worth purchasing a Universal Studios ticket. And FYI, this is only in Universal Studios Hollywood and Universal Studios Orlando. It's not in the other abroad Universal Studios. So bring your friends that love Broadway with you as well. And if you haven't seen the movie, I would, and like I said, if you like Wicked, you like musicals, go see it. But if you don't like musicals, you don't like musical movies, you don't like Wicked, don't see it. Because I feel like unless you're into musicals and musical movies or the Pacific musical movie, then you're probably not going to like it at all. So just skip it. And there's something else probably in the future that you will like. But for all my Broadway girlies and all my musical lovers, check this out. You won't regret it. I love you guys. Have a great rest of your day. Bye.